Family members of more than 200 people killed in the Beirut port explosion are angry. And they're standing behind a judge under fire from Lebanon's political establishment. Tarek Bitar is leading an investigation into one of the largest non-nuclear explosions in world history. It's been more than a year, and there are no answers.
The judge Bitar is doing the right job. He's going on the right path, and that's what they are frightened of.
Politicians are being accused of obstructing the probe to avoid accountability. Authorities say the blast was caused by highly explosive material stored at a warehouse in the port. A legal challenge by former Interior Minister Nohad Mashnou, accusing Bitar of being biased, has led to the probe being suspended.
The case presented by Minister Mashnou is presented with no legal basis and in front of a court who has no jurisdiction on it. So it's going to be dismissed. But meanwhile, it's a way to stall, to cover the period from 29 to 2010, 2021, this period where Judge Bitar could have taken action against the MPs.
Parliament is now in recess, a time when MPs lose their immunity from prosecution. Since July, Bitar has been trying to initiate the prosecution of those believed responsible for failing to act once they were told of the potential dangers of the material stored at the port.
Judge Bitar is one of those very rare judges who did do everything in his power to go after the political elite based on the evidence that he has. They started with media campaigns against him, harassment, reported threats.
Bitar is reported to have received a verbal threat from Hezbollah that it would remove him by any means. The Iranian-backed group has not commented.
We have reached a new level in this country where the judges that cannot be bought or bribed now are threatened. But not only threatened publicly using the press. The investigation is leading somewhere where they don't want it to go.
Bitar's predecessor was removed in February by a similar legal challenge brought by senior officials he had accused of criminal negligence.
So far, the investigation has focused on who was responsible for unsafely storing the highly explosive material at the port. But it's still not known what caused the fire that triggered the blast. And there are unanswered questions surrounding the ownership of the ammonium nitrate.
These families say they won't give up until they get justice, but they know they're up against a system that shields the powerful. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.